Joining me in the studio is the pride and joy of St. Catharines, Ontario. She is Lana Duke, and you know her, of course, best from the Ruth's Chris commercials. She is the proprietress, is that correct, proprietress?
I think so.
Yeah, of three locations here in Toronto and three in San Antonio, right?
Yep, sure am.
What was the first one?
The very first one was San Antonio, but I wanted it to be Toronto, but I had to... If you remember, I had to wait. I couldn't find the right place. So I opened San Antonio first in 1993 and then opened Toronto in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the new place, the latest one, is out in Markham.
In Markham, yeah.
I was there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
thank
beautiful.
You. Yeah, we're doing a great business. I'm so very happy. Yeah.
He's going to be thinking of expanding anymore?
No, well, I don't know. My son David might, but, you know, I want to play with my grandchildren and take trips with my dear friends and travel and, you know.
Watch the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, watch the... who dat? We dat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're a huge fan, huh?
Oh, am
I? Season ticket holder?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was one of the ones when the Super Bowl last year, we went down to the French Quarter and ignored the Super Bowl with, you know, hundreds of thousands of other people because of that no call. You know?
God, was that terrible. That was just awful.
I was in the stadium when that happened, and I've never seen it where 90,000 fans left the dome quiet. Not hardly a word was said. Just
it was stunning.
Sad. They were just so sad. Yeah.
It was stunning. It was like, and I'm sitting at home watching this, and they're playing it back on the television two, three times. I'm thinking, am I really seeing what
I
I'm
know.
Seeing?
We can imagine how we felt.
Oh.
Like, you know, but anyway, everything happens in life for a reason, but I think we're going to go all the way this year. I'm hoping so.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. Tell me about, we chatted the first time that we met about how this all began. You're from St. Catharines, and then you came to Toronto. You worked at a bank for a while.
Bank of Montreal.
And then you and a bunch of your female friends decided, let's go somewhere else to live.
Yes.
And you ended up in New Orleans because one of your friends...
For Eastern Airlines, and we all said, let's travel, and wherever Julie gets based, that'll be our first stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Julie was based in New Orleans, and quite frankly, I never left. I really felt so comfortable in New Orleans.
Now, how did you meet Ruth?
I met Ruth in 1968. I was selling advertising for a newspaper, and I knocked on the door of Chris's Steakhouse, and I sold her some advertising. And then when I opened my own ad agency in 1975, I acquired her account in 1976, and then it was a 30-year relationship of, you know, helping to build the business.
And it was Chris's Steakhouse first. She bought it, but...
She bought Chris's Steakhouse, and she couldn't use the name if she went to another location. So then she said, well, okay, I'll put Ruth's in front of it. So then it became like two all beef patty, special sauce, cheese, lettuce, you know, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And the funny thing is, you would say it's a horrible name, but it's really worked out to be positive. It was so bad, people always ask, where did that name come from?
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah. So that's why she just put Ruth's in front of it, because everybody stopped calling her Chris then.
Yeah. Well, if it was just Chris Steakhouse, I mean, that's kind of bland.
Yeah, yeah.
But Ruth's Chris.
Ruth's Chris. It's a real tongue twister, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're in town to speak to the Board of Trade in Mississauga and in Markham, right?
Yeah, and also at the same time, I'm excited about the renovation of Toronto.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, we're going to open November the 11th, okay? And then the big grand opening is going to be November 16th. And we're very excited. We've expanded our bar because a lot of people love to eat at the bar. We have a lot of local people that love to come down and be at the bar early in the evening, whatever, have appetizers and cocktails. So we really have expanded the bar. I'm very excited about how good that's going to look. Also, private dining is huge. And Ted, it just gets more huge as we go along. People, there are a lot of local birthdays, anniversaries, 25, 30 people. So we've expanded our private dining so we can accommodate 20 people or accommodate, say, up to 60 people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had beautiful millwork when we opened in 95. Tremendous amount of money was spent on the millwork. But instead of losing it, what we've done is we've updated it. And it's kind of like a speakeasy. look, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's lighter and airier and, you know, just, it's. I think you're going to love it.
This is the downtown location.
This is a Toronto Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's closed right now. Like I say, we're reopening November the 11th. So Mississauga and Markham are doing a lot of business, but waiting for the Hilton to open up, you know? So, yeah, it's exciting. But after 25 years, it'll be 25 years this coming year. It's time to...
Is that really?
Yeah. I know. It just seems like yesterday I was 50.
You know? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know.
Me too.
I know. But a long, long time ago, it was amazing when SARS hit Toronto. And
yeah.
I know a lot of people remember that. And that's when we hit with the radio campaign because we had lost all of the downtown business, the convention business. So a lot of local people came to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So we're really excited because through our interviews and focus groups and their perception of what they were looking for in the new with, would you believe, Ruth's Chris Toronto, I think David's accomplished it, mm-hmm. my son.
Yeah.
He's the new Ruth's Chris group.
So the official opening is going to be November 16th?
Yeah, well, the grand opening will be the 16th, but November right. the 11th, we're opening to the public, back open to the public, Remembrance Day.
Right.
On yeah.
the 11th and,
yeah.
the, and then the 16th.
We'll have poppies for everybody.
Well, sure. Have you ever worn a poppy down in the States?
I have, and I'm going to tell you one time I came up to Toronto, and I didn't realize it was poppy day, if you will. And I was so embarrassed that everybody had a poppy. I went into the bank in Mississauga, and they gave me a poppy to put on. I had the limousine driver stop and say, can I go in and just get a poppy? Because I felt so funny not having one on. Everybody is so terrific up here when it comes to Remembrance Day.
Well, I look forward to dropping by the new place to see the changes.
Can't wait for you to come.
Enjoy the fabulous food as usual.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great seeing you.
Great seeing you too, Ted.
All the best, Lena Duke.
Thank you.